Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, Gary YouTube here once again with yet another Gary YouTuber who looks very Gary YouTube indeed with his hat and spectacles and video game hoodie.
He's got it. Look at that. Perfect.
Yeah, lovely.
There's no more introduction needed.
Not at all. We're here to do some... Well, we'll try and sort of figure out who are the favourites, who are not the favourite to win the Women's Royal Rumble match of 2022. So without any further ado, the intro will be happening now. So then, this is not a tier list we have made here at Cultaholic Wrestling. This was a tier list that was already on the Tier Maker website, so blame whoever made it. I won't name and shame them, just in case you disagree with one of the 30 biggest or most likely winners of the Women's Royal Rumble match. We'll put them into several tiers, ranging from the best to very nice to all right to tolerable to get them gone. Harsh.
Harsh. Very harsh indeed, very harsh. I'm sure there's going to be a few, though, Ross, that get boop, popped in there.
Why not? That's what the entire concept of this tier ranking malarkey is all about.
It is.
How exciting. And we're kicking things off with Naomi, who I think is a dark horse when it comes to the Women's Royal Rumble match of 2022, simply because of how things have been going with Sonya Deville. Of course, coming up on this week's SmackDown, we will see Sonya take on Naomi. How that will go, I assume Naomi will batter the piss out of her, as she bloody well should do, and that could give her the momentum, which we know is crucial in the professional wrestling, to go and win that Rumble match. What say you, Andrew?
Gary. I was thinking the same, sort of the same thing, because I was catching up on SmackDown recently, and my thinking is perhaps Sonya and Naomi have this match, right? But some more poo-housery happens yet again, and Sonya's like, hey, guess what? You're going to have to enter the Royal Rumble at number one, Naomi. How are you going to get through all of this malarkey? And then she eventually goes on and actually overcomes the odds, and right in your face, Sonya Deville, one of these... A fist, a hoof, a bottom. Done.
Aye. Yeah.
So I think she's fair up there, you know. I think I'm with you. I think she's a dark horse, and I think there's a possibility. There are other people who I think it would make more sense for getting the win. But, you know, I think somewhere towards middle or top. Like,
should
either
we go
the middle one.
In the very nice, the second from top.
I reckon, sir. Very nice is a good shout.
And of course, as the beauty of these tier lists always displays, we can change this ranking towards the end of the video if we want to. Nothing ever is in locked in until the very end of the video. And now we move on to someone who is making a return to the Women's Royal Rumble of 2022, and that is Nikki Bella. You can look, but you can't touch.
Nah. I don't think so.
Do you reckon it's a get him gone or a tolerable? Get him gone is the bottom tier.
I mean, I think it's a given. I don't think they're winning at all. So that's not obviously to say that these women are rubbish, because they're not at all. But I think their chances of winning the Rumble drastic go down. So not for me. No, I don't think she's going to do it.
No, not at all. I think she'll be there for the big pop. I think she'll have a... Out of her and Brie, I think Nikki will have the better showing, because history tells us that Nikki Bella was the far superior professional wrestler. And I'm not taking the piss there. You go back and watch Nikki Bella's 2015. I thought it was very good indeed when she was the longest reigning Divas champion of all the times. But I think she'll do some good stuff, but that'll be just about it. She will not win the Rumble. And we're here to speak about the most likely winners of the Rumble match itself. So I reckon it's bottom tier. Get them gone.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
Shotzi, who loves cooking meatloaf, and who who was made to make a bollocks apology, in my opinion.
I was saying this morning, right? I was saying this morning to Joanne, like, obviously just bad timing. And the wording of it is like, it was more of a coincidence, right? That, oh, I was eating meatloaf tonight, RIP. Meatloaf, not she actually ate meatloaf. That's not what happened, everybody. Please don't take it in that context. Yeah, it was a bollocks apology.
The world has gone mad.
Yeah, it really has. But as for her winning the Rumble, I think she's going to get some spots. I think she'll do some big old crazy spots, as she always does. Folds herself in half quite a lot, doesn't she? But I think the likelihood of her winning is quite low, in my opinion.
I agree with you there, Gary, because she has fallen into that role already, despite the fact she's relatively new on Friday Night SmackDown. She's fallen into that horrible role, which you don't want in WWE, which is the heel who loses to the babyface and makes the babyface look good, but the heel who never really wins. And she's already in that role. So I don't think she's as far down as Nikki Bella, but I would say she's the tier above, which this person has called tolerable.
A tolerable win right
there. How that links to the most likely winners of the Royal Rumble match, I've got no idea. Excuse me there. And now we move on to Shayna Baszler, who has been on SmackDown. Is she on SmackDown or is she on Raw?
She's on SmackDown now.
She's on SmackDown. I'm pretty sure she's on SmackDown now. I'm going to Google this, you know?
Yeah, please do.
Shayna, you talk about Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler should have won the Royal Rumble before. Shayna Baszler has not won the Royal Rumble before. And it was the 2020 Royal Rumble, right? She was supposed to win. Yeah. And then that got snatched away from her, unfortunately, right at the last minute. And oh my goodness, Ross. If there's a woman I want to win the Royal Rumble, it is Shayna Baszler. However, momentum is not on her side at the moment, is it, at all?
Not at all. Not for SmackDown superstar Shayna Baszler. I say that because it feels like we haven't seen her for a little bit. I don't know what she's doing. I see her more on Instagram with her lovely dog Isis more than anywhere else these days.
I remember there was like, it seemed as though something was starting to happen around about Survivor Series time, when all the draft stuff happened and she was coming in and tagging with people, and it seemed like we were getting a little bit more Shayna Baszler. So she was breaking off, wasn't she, from tag partners and putting people out with injuries and everything. And it was like, ooh, are they actually investing in Shayna Baszler again? And then nothing for a long time.
Yep, and you can't say the SmackDown women's roster is stacked and a lot of people are taking their place, because let me get that list up again. There are a grand total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ladies on SmackDown.
Is that it?
And that's including Shayna. So as you said earlier on, Andrew, 2020 was the time where it looked like she was going to beat Charlotte Flair, but she didn't. The recent happenings on SmackDown, maybe they'll bring her in from the cold and give her a shocking victory and have a go and challenge someone. I don't know.
Charlotte Flair wouldn't
pick her, though, would she?
No, I don't think so. I think if Baszler was to win, her and Becky would be the one to go with, because they had that match at WrestleMania as well, didn't they? And she just got...
But Becky's on Raw.
Yeah, but you can choose wherever you want to go, can't you?
Oh, when you win the Royal Rumble. Sorry, Andrew,
you can.
Of course you can.
Yeah, come on now.
Do you reckon this is a tier above Shotzi? Or the same tier as Shotzi?
I think it's the same tier as Shotzi, unfortunately.
Same tier as Shotzi as well. Asuka, who should hopefully make a surprise return to the Rumble match this weekend. As I say, a surprise with a massive underline underneath it, because so far they've given away every single person just about who's going to be in the match. But Asuka reportedly, according to the dirty sheet, has been cleared. Shut up, Amazon device. Ba-ding. Has reportedly been cleared and she's ready to make a return to the ring. Hopefully that means a surprise return, because one thing that makes the Rumble match is great, as we all know, are the surprise returns. That should mean that she's up there.
I think so. She never lost the belt, Ross. She passed it on. Oh, no, wait. No, sorry. It was Becky passed it on to her, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course.
But I think if Asuka comes back, there's a good chance. And I think she goes on to challenge Becky if she does win the match. And what better way for Asuka to come back as well? Because we've been wanting it for a very long time, haven't we?
Who's
ready for Asuka? We're all ready for Asuka at this point. We want her to come back. We've missed her very much. It's been weird because obviously, like, a lot of the women have been... as you were saying, there's not that many women at the moment, is there, in the rosters and stuff? And no. It feels like they've had to build a lot around the absence of Asuka, I think. And hopefully she comes back and things start getting a bit stronger again. They have been strong, don't get me wrong, on Raw and everything with Liv Morgan and Bianca Belair. But I think Asuka just adds that little spice, and that's what's been missing.
That little bit of spice.
And a little bit of spice.
Interestingly, Asuka is unassigned to a roster. She is a free agent, so she could ask me, not that it matters, but you know, she could go to Raw or SmackDown with no issue whatsoever. I think she's in the best tier in terms of likely winners of the Women's Royal Rumble match of 2022. What say
agreed.
You? And becoming
agreed.
A two-time winner in the process, which would be nice.
Yeah, that would be really nice. And then hopefully not have it overshadowed by Ronda Rousey coming out as well.
Alexa Bliss. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh!
Nothing!
No! Is she all right?
She's all right. I should have muted before we started. But Mrs. Bliss. Miss Bliss.
Yes.
Little Miss Bliss. Who is obviously going through therapy at the moment, which to me signifies a gimmick change, because when you've got a gimmick as crazy as that one, how do you change it? You send them to therapy and sort them out mentally and then she'll come back as the goddess. That's some good stuff there.
It is!
Alexa, stop!
What's she doing?
Outrageous. She's playing some music. I don't know what she would play.
Disgusting behaviour.
But Miss Bliss, where do you reckon?
Oh, now I think if Miss Bliss does come back in the Royal Rumble, I think she's in for a good chance of staying for a long time. And I think she's gonna make us all think that she's got this one in the bag. But I think something right at the last minute, she's going to get chucked out. So I think there's a good chance. I think there's a good chance, but I don't think it's Miss Bliss's time quite yet.
I would say she's on a similar level to Naomi in terms of potential winners. Because we're saying this before Raw's aired this week. We're shooting this on Monday, obviously, before Raw's happened. It could be this week on Monday, on Raw, sorry, that she graduates from therapy, so to speak, that she ends her course in therapy and comes back as somebody else. That would be too soon, in my opinion, but there is a Royal Rumble this weekend, so maybe it could happen.
I mean, it could. Graduated after smashing every every single thing in that room. I think it would make for a bigger surprise if it was at the Royal Rumble. As you said, hopefully she's... hopefully she's got this gimmick change. I don't know. I did want to see her sort of dive into the more weirder stuff, but maybe not the direction that, unfortunately, it went in. I think a better reveal would be at the Royal Rumble with a change. And then, hopefully, like, dominate for a long time. Do you remember when we had that moment where she came out at the Royal Rumble and everyone was like, we've got to get her out because she's powering up. What's she going to do? Imagine if she unleashes that powerful maneuver this year, Ross.
Unfortunately, she can't do that anymore, Andrew, because that all belongs to Xia Li.
It does. That's very true.
I love the electricity of Xia Li.
She's
That's
got lightning
weird.
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
Why, it's crazy.
You wouldn't go anywhere near her, would you?
No,
get
you wouldn't.
Shock. Anyway, Alexa Bliss. Oh, no. Miss Bliss is going to be the second tier, surely. We're in
agreed,
the
yeah. We're we all good.
This is her brutality. It's Rhea Ripley. Now, weird times for Rhea Ripley over the last however long, teaming with Nikki A.S.H., obviously. That went nowhere, but that's no fault of their own. It's just symptomatic of the women's tag team division in WWE. As I'm about to sneeze. Elephant, 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 elephant. And it's gone.
Clear.
But elephant, 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 elephant. Could she be a front runner for the Women's Rumble this Sunday? Obviously, she's got some extra pee in her... some extra pee in
some
her
extra
there.
Pee? What?
Which sounds weird.
Bit.
I meant, you know, extra piss and vinegar, but there you go. Yep. I made a mess of that. After what's happened with Nikki A.S.H., extra pee in her V. That, yeah. What save me, please. What are you saying about Rhea Ripley?
Unfortunately, I think... with the storyline that's going on between her and Nikki A.S.H. at the moment, I don't think they're going to put Rhea Ripley up on that pedestal this year, which is very, very unfortunate because she was so close last year as well, wasn't she? Her and Bianca Belair had a really good showing. As much as, again, I'd like to see Rhea Ripley in that title picture because she didn't really get a chance to shine when she had that belt. It was very much overshadowed by people like Charlotte Flair, which was a shame. I think before she goes on to more title stuff, I think we've got to get this Nikki and Rhea storyline out the way.
I agree completely. I reckon this is as far down as Shotzi and Shayna level.
Agreed.
Likely
I agree.
Winner for the Women's Rumble match in 2022. And speaking of someone who might be a tier below, we get on to Carmella.
Mm.
I can't see Carmella winning it.
No, me neither. There's just... I mean, obviously she's been injured recently as well, hasn't she? She's been kind of on the sidelines a little bit, coming out and doing as little as possible in the ring. And yeah, I can't see Carmella winning it really either.
Yeah, she's just been sort of Queen Zelina's lackey, for want of a better word, for a little while now. Obviously, they could pull a shock and have someone like Carmella win, which would be a nice change of pace. Because it seems like the last few years, while not all the winners have been predictable, there's always been like a group of three or four that we've seen winning. And I think this year is pretty much is it the same? I don't know if it is. I think it's up in the air this year, just in terms of a potential winner.
I think for both the men and the women's, like, it's everything just seems a little bit uncertain, doesn't it? Like, and that's quite exciting. That's what you want going into a Royal Rumble more than anything, isn't it?
Yeah, but I reckon Carmella is not in that bracket. Is it tolerable? Is this person that's put in the tier? Or get him gone with Nikki Bella?
I think it could be get him gone.
Should we put him get him gone?
I don't think, yeah.
Why the hell not? Next up, we're moving on to Charlotte Flair. And for me, she is straight into the top tier because I think it's a distinct possibility they'll go down the route of Charlotte winning and then picking her challenger because she is Charlotte Flair.
That's actually quite interesting.
She said
I kind of like
that. She said this on SmackDown. That's why I'm saying it's a possibility.
And imagine if she wins and then she's like, well, since Sonya Deville screwed you multiple times, go on then, let's get Naomi on go. Something like that would be quite good.
I don't know if they'll do that because Naomi and Charlotte had a couple of matches on SmackDown recently where Sonya's got involved in. I reckon she could pick James Ellsworth. I'm not being serious, everybody. But someone who I think she could, we might as well do this pick now. So I reckon Charlotte's in the best. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Because I could see them going down that route just because she has spoken it maybe into existence. And I reckon we go straight on to Lita, who I think could be the person she picks because of that little segment they did on SmackDown. Was that foreshadowing? I have no idea, but I would like it to be.
I think it is foreshadowing. I think Lita's going to have a big old showing in the Royal Rumble this year. I think she's going to last for a very long time and heavily make us believe she's going to win it until maybe Charlotte does something like, again, poo-housery. If you can do something poo-housery in the Royal Rumble, but distractions and then thrown over the top rope. But that would also, if that did happen and then Charlotte did win, I think maybe she does go on to challenge Lita again. It's kind of like, I guess, to prove a point or something that I'm better than you and whatnot. That's exciting, though. That's an exciting prospect.
I think it's a nice story for Charlotte as well because she's already taken down Trish Stratus already at SummerSlam 2019, was it? Was it 2019?
It was 2019, wasn't it?
God, time. 3 years ago now.
Time.
But it would be a nice story for her to just take down these sort of stars of yesteryear and prove that she is the peacock of the walk. I don't know what I'm saying here. But I put Lita in the top there, but I don't think that's right because obviously it would need Charlotte to win for Lita to challenge her. So maybe Lita should go down a couple of tiers. Do you reckon the middle tier? Or lower?
I don't know, you know. I was quite up on thinking that Lita might win it.
Oh, well, I'll put her in the top tier.
Well, I mean, maybe not the top one. One below.
One below.
One below the top.
On the same level as Bliss and Naomi.
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah, Charlotte winning and then maybe having Lita be the challenger. It's a WrestleMania thing as well, isn't it? The big names, obviously. They've not done a very good job recently of building new names, so why not bring Lita back? I saw her doing flips in the old, you know, with the cubes and whatnot at that, like, soft play area thing, so she's still got it.
Yeah, she's still got it. She's still got it.
Trish Stratus is on here. Now, I don't know if Trish Stratus is going to be at the Rumble on Sunday. I don't think she's been mentioned too much in the old dirty sheets. What do you reckon about Trish Stratus potentially winning the Rumble on Sunday?
I mean, I don't think she will.
It's on Saturday, everybody.
It's on Saturday. It's like Sunday morning at 1 o'clock, isn't it? I don't think Trish Stratus is going to win it. But again, I think it'll be a nice reunion for her and Lita. And then both of them go on an absolute tear on Charlotte Flair. That rhymed. Unintentionally, by the way, as well.
Yeah.
Take
credit for it, Andrew. It's always
thank
intentional.
Thank you, I will do. I don't think she's going to win it. But I think there is a potential of, you know, especially after Charlotte being like, I retired your best friend, Lita, for Trish Stratus to then come out and be like, hello, I'm back, and I'm going to beat you in the face.
I think there's no chance, me, of Trish Stratus winning.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to win.
Would you say it's as low down as Shotzi, Shayna, and Rhea Ripley, or as low down as Nikki Bella and Carmella?
I'm going to say low down.
I'll say low down as well.
Yeah.
Now then, This is interesting. Another unassigned roster member. She's not on Raw. She's not on SmackDown. She's a free agent. And that's because she's been injured for bare time, Fam-a-lam. And I say Fam-a-lam because it rhymes with Pam-a-lam. And Pam-a-lam is close to the real name of Bailey. It's Pamela. It's Bailey Pamela. Pamela Bailey. She returned. Well, she hasn't returned yet, but she has been on the old Instagram I've seen this past week or so, doing some training montages with the sled and the sledgehammer and then the thing where you balance on it with the tennis ball to do your core strength and that.
Ooh.
So she can do the movements with lots of different body parts. What body part was injured, I hear you ask? Well, Wikipedia reckons a torn ACL, which I know is in the knee. And she was doing things with her knee, so she's going to return on Sunday.
He's calling it right now. He's saying it.
She's one of the favourites for me.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, what a way to come back as well. That would be for Bailey. I mean, there's so many potential returns in this Royal Rumble. It feels stacked, doesn't it? I know they've brought in people from outside and legends and everything as well, but like this is the idea of who the final four or final five could be is really exciting, because you can have some really top tier people and also some people that are being built up at the moment. But Bailey, I think, is very much up there.
Yeah. I don't know what to say there. It's going to be fantastic. No, it'd be interesting to see whether she gets a heel. I think she'll get a babyface pop, but it'd be interesting to see whether she follows that up with a heel performance or a babyface performance.
I wonder if it'll be like Seth Rollins at the moment.
Did I say heel pop there?
No, you said babyface pop.
Huge babyface pop.
Even though she's a heel.
Yeah.
I think it could be something like that, because Seth at the moment, obviously going against Roman Reigns, people have been singing his song and everything and cheering when he comes out. I think it could be similar to that.
Yeah, very excited to see Pamela once again. Next up, we have Dana Brooke, and we're going straight to Get Him Gone. She's not going to win. Piper Niven, Doudrop.
Again, I do want to say there's a possibility, and I mean there is for every woman in this match, but I don't think her time is now. I think she has a good showing in that match against Becky Lynch. I think it almost looks like she's got Becky Lynch won and done, but ultimately I think Becky Lynch gets the win in the women's match. And then,
hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Perhaps. Maybe Piper lasts for quite a long time as well. Sorry, Doudrop lasts for quite a long time. But yeah, I don't think she's winning this one, unfortunately.
Yeah, I could see her being as low down as tolerable in this team. Yeah. I still wonder why tolerable is the word chosen for like most likely winners.
All right, she could be she could be, you know, nursing some sort of injury or something, or a bit fatigued after a match with Becky, and that's sort of like a comeuppance.
I tell you what would be fantastic to say, and I might just save this. I'm going to say it now. I'm not going to save it for the pictures video coming out later this week. It would be great to see Doudrop lose to Becky, but then Piper Niven turn up in the Rumble and win because she's back to being Piper Niven and no bollocks Doudrop.
I like it. The man versus Piper Niven. That's like, that would be quite good that to see, wouldn't it?
Because her keeping that name is not right, is it? Because she was
No, it's not.
Eva Marie was taking the piss when she called her Doudrop.
I mean, she's been coming out with like the leather jacket and everything as well. It feels like something's shifting somewhere.
Grungy. Brie Bella. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, down the
Again,
bottom.
Again, down at the bottom.
What else do we say there? Nothing, really.
Nothing, yeah.
Bianca Belair.
Ooh. Would they have a win it two times in a row? We've had Rumble winners two times in a row before.
Yes, we have.
I think we would. And her and Sasha Banks last year put on a hell of a match. It was really good. One of the highlights of WrestleMania, I think, was her and Sasha Banks. I think no, but it's a big possibility.
You look at the options on the table, and you've got Charlotte Flair on one side, which is Bianca's side, obviously. And then you've got, no, it's Bianca on... my God, my brain today.
Bianca's on Raw.
But she could go up against Charlotte Flair once again and prove that she is the best.
But she could then also go on to face Becky Lynch for what is rightfully hers. She lost it in such a rubbish way. So, like, that would be nice, though, as well, to have that all come back round and conclude at WrestleMania.
That Becky Lynch thing I've just said there makes me want to put her straight in the top, because that would be a nice story if SummerSlam happened. Obviously, was it 26 seconds that we all remember fondly, don't we? We all loved it. And having her just get her own back, do a Dave Benson Phillips on Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. That's what I'm all about. Gunge included, of course. I think top tier after that, then.
Yeah, I think top tier as well.
Io Shirai's on this one. Interesting little pick. She hasn't been really featured on NXT for a little while now. I think it was
a long time.
Was it War Games and then gone, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. They lost the tag titles, didn't they? And then kind of disappeared.
Maybe she's seen what NXT 2.0 has become and just said, nope, not for me, Jeffrey. Thank you. I'll stay at home. So maybe she could be on the brink of a main roster run. Maybe she could be on the brink of leaving WWE. I've got no idea what's going on with Io Shirai. A dark horse, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, she's got the skill set to be a dark horse. She's got the talent to... I think she's definitely got the talent to main event a WrestleMania without question, but it's not going to be her time, is it?
Do you reckon it's... I reckon it could be the first entry into the all right tier, the complete middle of the road tier. You could see it going one of two ways if she's in the Rumble match itself.
I mean, I think if she is in the Rumble match, I think she's got a good chance of lasting quite a while as well and surprising a lot of people too.
It's just the fact she hasn't been used on NXT 2.0.
Yeah, it's been weird. I mean, obviously, they've been changing stuff, haven't they? And maybe she's going to come back with a gimmick change
don't
or something.
Don't yeah, say that.
We don't want that to happen. But maybe she is on the road for a main roster run now as well. So, but I think it's all right.
I think it's all right as well. Yeah, I think
it's
a step above the likes of Shotzi and Shayna and Doudrop, but not as high as Bliss. I need to stop. I need to put the microphone in. Lacey Evans is on here. He obviously hasn't been seen in some time because she has been having a sweet baby child. That's all gone well. She's been back in the gym. I've seen on the old gram as well. So maybe she could be in line for a surprise return on Sunday. What do you reckon about Lacey Evans?
Again, another one that could potentially be a dark horse, maybe. Obviously with the stuff between her and Charlotte and Rick that was going on and stuff as well. Like... That's Rick's old Bambino. That I think there's going to be some sort of conflict between her and Charlotte because, I mean, storyline wise, I think there has to be. As for her winning, I don't think she will. But I mean, again, there's more storyline reason as to why she could win and then go on to face Charlotte.
I tell you what, though, one thing that was very clear before she left was that WWE was very high on Lacey Evans.
Yeah.
So maybe that highness? That outlook on her as a professional wrestler in their company might be still there, and it could lead to a victory. But I would say, nah. Not this year. Nah.
Whereabouts are you going to put it?
Should I go tolerable? Everyone's favourite tier, the tolerable tier.
Yeah, the tolerable tier.
Maryse is on there, who of course will be taking part in a mixed tag team match against the grit couple of Edge and Beth Phoenix alongside her it couple husband of The Miz. I reckon there's no chance in hell that Maryse will win.
Not a chance at all.
I reckon she's get him gone tier.
Yep, I agree.
Nothing more to be said there.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe Beth gets involved as well and they both eliminate each other because they're just scrapping so much. But yeah, I think it's a given. She's not going to do the win-wins.
Interestingly, Bethany Phoenix is not on here at all. Interesting. Maybe this tier was made before the match was announced. Anyway, yeah. Moving on now, we have hardcore country herself, Mickie James. And while, you know, it would be nice to see Mickie James win, because Mickie James is Mickie James and Mickie James is fantastic, I cannot ever see in a month of Sundays, or Saturdays as this Yes Rumble's taking place, a person who will walk out not only with her Impact Wrestling music, but her Impact Wrestling Knockouts title and being announced as Impact Wrestling Knockouts title holder Mickie James, having all those three things there, beating WWE superstars, they will not have that happen ever. Therefore, I reckon it's a get 'em gone to you.
It's definitely a get 'em gone to you. As much of as a nice surprise as this obviously is, that's not going to come to fruition, is it, unfortunately? So I can see as well, maybe like the champions in the Royal Rumble, the WWE champions in the Royal Rumble being like, let's get her out of here, gone. Let's get her over that top rope.
Yeah, definitely. One and done. And I just think, while she might not win the match, but she certainly is the winner of this entire scenario, because I assume they're paying her boatloads or trash bags full of cash to make an appearance at the Rumble, and I hope so. Oh, there's a couple of million on the table there for her. Natalia! Three-time Guinness World Record holder and one-time Guinness World Record sufferer. Natalia!
I'm telling you now, no, because Aaliyah's going to come in and chuck her straight out of there. Without a doubt.
It's a get 'em gone to you.
I wonder if they'll go for the thing. Do you reckon they'll go for the quickest Royal Rumble elimination attempt?
Oh, than 1 second?
Yeah, yeah.
How is that even possible?
Hey, Aaliyah will find a way. She's a Guinness World Record holder now.
I reckon
don't put it past her.
A strong possibility that will happen. But interestingly, yeah. Aaliyah's not on this list either. Maybe this was played a long time ago, but I reckon Natalia is a get 'em gone to you. Natalia's not going to win the Rumble this year.
Agreed.
Or any other year for that matter. That's a harsh statement, but fair there.
It is.
Liv Morgan could be a dark horse.
I think she was on my list of potential winners. I think there's a very good chance. She's obviously got unfinished business with Becky. And I think she's been getting better and better and better. Every time she steps in the ring, she's just been improving. And you can see that as well. Like, she seems to have a lot more confidence in herself, especially as a single star. And I think there's a lot more in the tank for Liv Morgan, and a WrestleMania main event would be amazing with Becky Lynch, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've already seen the match obviously take place at different pay-per-views. We've seen it continue on Raw. There's a chance it could continue all the way through until WrestleMania, so I reckon it's got to be one of the top two tiers.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for the one just below.
I'll go for the one just below as well. That's easy. Yeah. More likely as my eye starts to itch. Nikki A.S.H.
No.
I don't think it's get 'em gone tier, but I would go for tolerable tier.
I'll go for tolerable. I think her and Rhea are going to target each other. And other than that, I don't know. Maybe we see, again, maybe a gimmick change there for Nikki, unless she keeps going down this path of like, no, I'm a superhero. Sometimes we've just got to do what needs to be done, and keeps going down that sort of the route where she's not really conscious that she's a heel, but she is very much a naughty, naughty heel.
It's an interesting character change, because I think it's quite similar to Sami Zayn, because we all go back to NXT 2015 when Sami Zayn was the heart and soul, and we all thought this man could never be a heel. But then Vince McMahon saw the dancing and thought, that could be a heel. Or in English, that could be an annoying heel. And he's been proven to be right, because Sami Zayn's been fantastic since he turned heel and continues to be so until this day. But yeah, I reckon Nikki A.S.H. is not going to win the Rumble this year. But I hope she goes into a more darker character, me. Not like Sami Zayn annoying, more darker. And like,
yeah, I agree.
Anti-hero.
Again, obviously she had that short period where she had the women's title as well. And, you know, it was exciting. The crowd seemed to be behind her and everything as well. And maybe just to see sort of that change. I don't know if it just, to me at least anyway. And I know obviously WWE's sort of marketed towards a younger audience, but I think even as a child, I'd be like, what's all this about? But if it was a little bit darker, I think I could get behind it a bit more.
Paige here. Paige could be in the Rumble match this year. I'm holding out hope that she is. I hope she's obviously all healthy and whatnot, and her head's fine and her neck's fine and everything else. That was, I don't know if there's anything else, was it? It was all neck and head stuff, wasn't it, back in the day? Hopefully that's all okay. Hopefully she's been clear to return. I'd love to see her back. If she does come back, I reckon she could be an all right tier in terms of most likely to win. I could see it happening, but also I couldn't see it happening.
Yeah, me too. Again, maybe like it's down to, I don't know, final two, final three or whatever. She's in there. People are behind her. But then, yeah, something unfortunate happens and she gets chucked out. Maybe it's like two up and comers or two of the newer sort of guard have to get her out, like both of them have to get her out over the top rope. And she's like, oh, yeah, fair enough, whatever. But yeah, I think if she does come back, I think she'll last quite a while again. I think she'll do quite well. But yeah, ultimately, I don't see her winning it and going on to WrestleMania.
Do you reckon it's very nice tier, all right tier, or tolerable tier? Or maybe get them going tier?
What's the one above tolerable? Is that all right?
That's all right, yeah. That's where Io Shirai is.
I'll go for all right. I'll go for all right.
There as well. There we go. Paige hopefully comes back on Saturday night. And then we have Becky Lynch, who, of course, is defending her Raw Women's title against Doudrop. I assume before the Rumble match, the Women's Rumble match.
I think before. I think sort of, as I was saying, I reckon like fatigue and everything's going to play into it and rivalries are going to kick off in the ring when it comes to the Royal Rumble.
I would be a little bit surprised to see her in the match itself, to be honest with you.
I mean, you know, there's been such like rumors and speculation of title versus title for the men's match at WrestleMania, which I think is changing. But then, I mean, why not kind of hint at that happening at WrestleMania as well for the women too? Mm. Maybe them too. Maybe Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair team up, try and get people out, you know, that they've peed off. To try and sort of come to some arrangement between what happens at WrestleMania. I don't really know, but yeah, I can see her coming in and getting annoyed at lots of people that she's wronged over the last few weeks.
But I can't see her winning though.
Nah, me neither.
I reckon she could be as low as down as get him gone, just because she is the champion. Ooh. And I don't think they'd repeat what they're doing or potentially doing with Roman and Brock with Charlotte and Becky.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's a good shout. And then I can see you getting eliminated by, you know, if Doudrop loses in that title match, I can see Doudrop or Liv or someone chucking her over at top rope. So
get him going or tolerable?
Get him gone.
Get him gone. We've gone big. Next up, we have Raquel Gonzalez, which would be an interesting one to see in the match this Saturday night. I don't know. She's obviously everything Vince McMahon wants in a lady professional wrestler and more, because she is large and in charge and muscular, with a lovely muscular back and a motorcycle to boot. But it's a weird one. Could be a potential dark horse.
Yeah, I think it could be a potential dark horse as well. I think she could last quite a while. I think it's all right.
I think it's all right. Yeah.
I think she's got a very good chance doing all her presses and everything and lobbing people over top rope and whatnot. I think she's in for a good showing, but maybe it's her time to be called up to the main roster as well. I don't know. She's got some beef with Mandy Rose, I suppose, but whether they'll just, I mean, they've scrapped stuff like that before in the past and gone, up you go to the main roster.
I was going
to
say, so, yeah, as the releases more than anything prove over the past year, it doesn't really matter what you're doing on TV. They'll just do whatever with you and not care about the consequences. I think she's spinning her wheels a bit at the moment in NXT with this little on and off feud with Mandy and the little on and off feud with Cora Jade, who is annoying her and being her little friend in her pocket because she's that small comparatively. But I think, yeah, main roster for Raquel's got to be on the cards very soon indeed. And it could be kicking off this Saturday at the Rumble. Now, interestingly, this dirty person has put Ronda Rousey in this tier list. And I'm just going to go ahead and straight get him gone. I can't see Ronda Rousey being there at all, can you?
No, me neither.
By God, she's going to be returning at the Royal Rumble. Look at all these hidden lines, you idiots.
That's right, JR. Ronda's going to weigh in.
She's either just had the baby or she's still pregnant. I can't remember. It's one of the two.
The baby is out of the womb.
The baby is out of the womb. Then, I don't see her coming back. It would be a massive surprise if that did happen. And if she was there,
she'd
I think she would. I think she absolutely would. And then you can set up like the
her
rematch.
Her versus Becky straight away. Just get
her
that
versus Becky and maybe even Charlotte in there as well.
Oh, we don't want Charlotte in there. We had that
the
WrestleMania
rematch,
35.
Had the big old rematch.
No,
big,
Andrew.
Go on.
We didn't want it back then.
That's true. But I could see something. If she was to come back, absolutely can see her winning. And that's the thing. But are we saying she's not absolutely not getting?
I don't think she'll be there at all.
I don't think she will. I don't think she will.
Get him gone.
Get him gone.
We'll put my neck on the line here with the last two get him gone was being Becky and Ronda. Whoa.
Oh. I can Sonya. See the disgust in people's faces now. Sonya, no.
Nah.
I think, yeah, something between her and Naomi's going to kick off.
I could potentially maybe see a scenario where she uses her power to sort of further her stint in the matchup, but I can't see her winning.
Yeah.
I reckon it's a tolerable, not get him gone, but a tolerable one.
I think a tolerable as well. I think, yeah, maybe before, and she's like, oh, I've entered myself at number whatever in the match, like really far on or, and whatnot. In which case, if that is the case, I think, yeah, Naomi's like in for a good showing if that does happen, doesn't it? Because she's going to last at least until Sonya Deville gets in.
That could be her final act as an authority figure in WWE, I reckon, if she does that. Because obviously Adam Pearce and Eric Bischoff, for some reason, were having a go at her saying, oh, well, this old Naomi thing's getting in the way of your judgment and that inability to be an authority figure. Mandy is on here.
No.
Tolerable, though, I reckon.
Tolerable? Yeah, I think tolerable. She's another one that's really improved, I think, since sort of going to NXT and then obviously picking up the women's belt as well. I think she's improved a lot as a performer. I think she's been doing some really good stuff with that NXT Women's Championship.
She is the human suplex machine.
Yeah.
And obviously with the total package that is Toxic Attraction, I think it's just a thing that works even in NXT 2.0. It will work on the main roster as well. I could see her winning it, but I don't think she will. Therefore, I reckon Torrible tier is where we're going there.
Yeah.
And finally, on this tier rank in malarkey that this person, this unnamed assailant has made, we have Queen Zelina. Get him gone.
Imagine if like Carmella the eliminates Zelina.
Why would
oh
you
no!
Do
don't
that?
Do that, actually, because tag teams. No, don't do that.
That's the only tag team we've got.
That is the only tag team we've got. Don't break them up. Don't break them up just yet. Maybe something like, I know obviously that tier list has been made. Perhaps people will be in, won't be in, whatnot. But like, I can see something happening. Maybe like with either Charlotte and then Queen Zelina and Carmella and then Mandy and Toxic Attraction. Maybe if they get involved, like some sort of rivalry, some heads collide in there. But yeah, I don't think Queen Zelina's got it in the bag this year.
Me neither. So get him gone is fully justified, I reckon. But just looking down Wikipedia here, people who could be in the match who are on the active roster but haven't been listed here. Xia Li, I reckon, has got a very good chance of doing something good in the Rumble just because she is quite literally all kinds of electric. Moving on up the list, we have Aaliyah, who obviously has some stuff with Natalya. I can't see her winning, but I can see her doing some funny little things. Not in a very long stint, but a fun and snappy short one.
I reckon absolutely, yeah.
Moving down on Raw roster, obviously we've got Beth Phoenix, who could do something in the Rumble, but of course she has that mixed tag team match. Then we have, there must be some more missing. Tamina! Oh my God!
Where's she at, Ross?
This person is disgusting.
Connor, I think from the actual official WWE announcement of who's in the match, I think Tamina is actually in the match.
Right.
So
she won't win, though.
No, I don't think she will either.
Bless her. She'll never win the one. She'll never win anything again, ever. They keep screwing her at everything she does.
It's horrible. It's okay.
It's horrible. But there we go. We've come to the end of the tier list there. There might be some more surprises from the past. There always is. There's certainly plenty of spaces to be filled because they've released everybody.
Yay. Well, not yay. What am I saying yay for? No, not yay. Don't take that out of context. Not yay.
Right then. You might be thinking myself and Andy are being quite nice to each other, but that will all be forgotten later this week because we'll be doing the predictions competition once again, where I don't know, we'll just have a fight or something as well on the side. We're waiting for the restrictions to be lifted by Bojo, that horrible scabby rat, on Wednesday before going back into the studio so we can stand next to each other and berate each other verbally. We'll be back with reactions as well on Monday evening. I think they'll go live.
I think so, yeah, since it's on a Saturday/Sunday morning. I think it could be.
Yep,
Monday.
Pitches for the Royal Rumble of 2022. We'll both be involved in that as well. That'll be on the channel. There'll be one more of these tier lists for the men's version of the Rumble. That'll be on the channel as well. Myself and Sam, I think, or maybe Tom will be doing a tier list for all of the Rumble matches with 2022s included. Check out that next week. I'll be back with WTF. We'll have Jack with What Happened At. There'll be more Rumble content, I'm sure. We do all sorts here at Cultaholic Wrestling. Any closing remarks there, Andy?
Yeah, myself and Tom will be on either Twitch or YouTube. I'm not entirely sure just yet. Doing the live review show as well for Royal Rumble on the Sunday as well. So look forward to that.
Why not doing live reactions then?
No, we are.
Oh,
we
the live, oh,
just
the
like the live
the
review
after.
Show. Yes, yeah.
Oh, long days, very got confused there. Sorry. Hey. Yes, on Twitch we do that live reaction thing the day after, which yes. took the place of Graded. Oh yeah. My God, my heart's
he's got
a beat
it.
There.
Come on, it's all right. We've just got lots of stuff going on. It all crosses
it does all
over,
cross
doesn't
it?
We don't sleep at all, but we get things done.
Yes, check out all of that, please. Please, just check out all of it. I've been Thanks. Gary YouTube, joined by another Gary YouTube once again. This tier list malarkey. Any issues with who's involved? Take it up with the Gary YouTuber who made it. Not us. Okay? Goodbye. God bless. Godspeed. Royal Rumble.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.